here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 13th of February, 2015. It's the birthday of the true crime writer William Roughead, born in Edinburgh, Scotland, 1870, a lawyer, loved murder trials, went to see them at the High Court, Edinburgh, which he then wrote up as narratives and published in his book 12 Scots Trials in 1913. Henry James liked his work, so did Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and President Franklin D. Roosevelt reserved a special shelf near the Oval Office just for the books of William Roughead. Despite his dry humor and his irony, Roughead's long study of criminal depravity never turned him pessimistic. He said, "The study of criminology has by no means made me a cynic. It has encouraged my admiration for the ingenuity of the human race." It's the birthday of the painter Grant Wood, near Anamosa, Iowa, 1891, known for the portrait of a farmer and his spinster daughter, American Gothic, which, along with the Mona Lisa, is one of the most familiar paintings in the world. Grant Wood grew up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, went to art school in Minneapolis, then Chicago, went to Europe, where he saw the work of Jan van Eyck, the 15th century Flemish painter, and was influenced by it. It was in homage to van Eyck that Wood painted those stylized fields and rolling hills of Iowa, and those lit scenes with long shadows. In a new biography entitled Grant Wood, A Life, R. Tripp Evans presents Wood as a closeted homosexual who adopted Midwestern regionalism as a shield for his own bohemianism, and who, when he died of pancreatic cancer at the age of 50, was planning to leave Iowa and move to California. And it's the birthday of the first man to travel faster than the speed of sound, Chuck Yeager, born in Myra, West Virginia, 1923, on this day, a fighter pilot in World War II who became a test pilot in the Air Force, flying the rocket-powered Bell X-1 airplane. October the 14th, 1947, he broke the sound barrier, though he had fallen off a horse 2 days before and broke a couple ribs, but he didn't tell anyone about that. He went up in his plane to an altitude of 45,000 feet, did what he was supposed to do, and 14 minutes later, he was back on the ground. Here's a poem for today by Theodore Rethke in praise of prairie. The elm tree is our highest mountain peak, a 5-foot drop, a valley, so to speak. A man's head is an eminence upon a field of barley spread beneath the sun. Horizons have no strangeness to the eye. Our feet are sometimes level with the sky. When we are walking on a treeless plain with ankles bruised from stubble of the grain, the fields stretch out in long, unbroken rows. We walk aware of what is far and close. Here, distance is familiar as a friend. The feud we kept with space comes to an end. In Praise of Prairie by Theodore Rethke, from his selected poems published by Anchor Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. And by Grove Press, publishers of The Big Seven by Jim Harrison, the story of a hapless detective up against a family of outlaws and his struggle to come to grips with the seven deadly sins, in bookstores everywhere. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.